Well, hey guys, hey everyone,
welcome to our podcast.
Just a fair warning that this is gonna be very chaotic.
So basically it is very chaotic because it is literally currently 3 o'clock. It is 2:52
in the morning on Wednesday, July 21st, 2021, and we have no idea what we're doing.
We literally, she has a microphone laying around, and we are using it to record this podcast.
Yeah, we're just kind of playing it by ear. We don't really know what we're going to make of this, but we're just going to kind of hang out and talk. So the name of the podcast we stumbled upon was Talk Too Much.
Literally because I was talking about how my mom says I talk too much, and she's like, oh my God, we should name our podcast this.
I don't know. It just seemed like a fit for us. We are two very good friends that literally
can't stop talking.
We literally were sitting in the kitchen at midnight. You know, those midnight talks where no one else in the house is awake, and you just kind of talk about everything and nothing at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And we were just like, let's go upstairs because, you know, sometimes the kitchen's a little creepy.
And we're like, a little uncomfy.
Yeah, we're like, we should just go upstairs. And she's like, we should just make a podcast.
I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of comfortable for us. Mm-hmm. It's not like a big deal for us to just sit in front of a camera, or not in front of a camera, in front of a microphone and talk. Yeah. Which leads us to another thing. We're going to kind of keep it a little low key, you know, like
on the DL.
No names as of right now, because we just don't, we're 2 14-year-old girls going into high school,
and we don't need people
judging us,
even though we're not worried about,
we're not weird,
like, people like us, I hope,
unless they're lying,
and lying to our face. But besides that point, we don't want people to think of us any differently.
Exactly.
Then we have put ourselves out there as before this.
Yeah, I'm genuinely never been the type of person to, like, care about what people think of me.
But it just, we don't,
sorry.
It's okay. We just don't want anyone to think, like, they can
walk all over us because we're doing something that's out of their comfort zone.
Yeah, or they might think is strange or weird. Like, we just want to have fun, and we don't want people to ruin it for us.
So something kind of interesting about both of us is we're, like, complete opposites. We're polar opposites, but literally, yeah, the same person.
Same exact thing. Like, we were ordering McDonald's today, and we ordered the same exact thing. She just got extra pickles, and I got no pickles.
I got extra pickles, no mustard, and she got no pickles at all. I was like, how could you do that?
I hate warm pickles. I hope you guys know that. Just one thing about me, do not give me warm pickles.
But something that's completely different about us, she lives in the middle of nowhere. She literally lives next to a ski hill and has
a cornfield.
Has one, like, 60-year-old neighbor.
And she literally lives in the most people from our school neighborhood. Like, and there's houses on houses on houses.
I live in the middle of everything.
Yeah, it's, I literally live near, like, a McDonald's and a Culver's and a Starbucks.
And soon to be a Dunkin'. I'm jealous.
It's gonna be so good. I can walk to it, guys. I know. But, yeah, just, there's definitely been a lot that's come to this point in our friendship.
We wouldn't take it back for the world, though. Yeah. I mean, we did fall in with kind of a different crowd for a little while there, and a lot of people have told us, you know, like, they removed themselves from the situation with us because they didn't want to become a part of the situation. I mean, it wasn't like we got ourselves into trouble. Like, it's never like,
we are always known as, like, the people in the group. Like, she was known as the mom of the group. I was known as the goody two shoes. She personally enjoyed that name. I did not.
I mean, I take it as a compliment, you know, the mom of the group. I was always having things that people needed, you know. I was always there to talk, give it good advice. Yeah. I mean, I like to think I have pretty good advice for most things.
Yeah, I think she does. But see, with mine, I was known as the goody two-shoes, and at that time, I did not really want to be known as that because...
She hated it.
I hated it. Like, it got to the point where I was crying. My mom noticed. And that's where our friendship, like, just, like, was it getting bad.
It
took a turn,
and we... It started going downhill from there. Like, every... Like, it was very kind of out in the air, you know? Yeah. Like, out in the open for everyone, you know? Because we weren't popular for all, like, for, yeah. like, the mean girl reasons. We were popular yeah. for, like, people just knew of us, you know?
Yeah, but they didn't want to, like, be, like, the type of people who just randomly asked you, like, us to hang out. Like, they were like, oh, they're in that friend group. Like, they knew of us, but, like...
They didn't know us.
Yeah, they knew us, didn't know us personally. And that's what I think people, like... I
failed to understand that like
we wanted to get to know people, like,
yeah,
obviously we liked our friend group at the time, but we needed to know people.
Things change, people change, people change, mm-hmm. people,
obviously, just it's definitely so. Basically where our friendship started was she invited me over one day in sixth grade, and we just clicked and didn't stop talking.
Yeah, and then, you know, COVID happened and pandemic, and the group of girls was very close,
mm-hmm.
and
we threw birthday parties. Well, then during we went to their house.
Yeah, we literally would go, like, put together a book of pictures, would go to each other's houses to celebrate, mm-hmm. you know,
and it was literally one of the most, like, funnest times for us. But then it just all
kind of went downhill from there. I mean, August came around and some stuff went down that I didn't like, and mm-hmm. I was kind of a bad bitch, and excuse my language, sorry, that's just kind of, you know, mm-hmm. it was kind of cool of me, you know, I was yeah. like, here's your stuff, I'm putting it on the front porch,
yeah, you can take it. I was like confused on the whole thing, but we're not gonna get into that story yet.
And so it just kind of, I mean, we literally, the two of us, didn't talk for a good, almost a year from, yeah. like, August to May. We didn't really speak at all.
It was, like, at least a half a year.
Yeah, we'd share, like, the flashbacks that you get on Snap. Oh, my God,
we need to hang out soon.
Yeah, right. And then we just, like, never got around to it, you know? We kind of had different groups of friends.
Like, I feel like we had this group chat. We don't text in it anymore, but I remembered she didn't text. We were like, oh, yeah, we have to hang out. But she didn't text, and then I was like, she's like...
We texted one another. We were like, what in the world? I'm not doing this again.
No, because even if it would have been nice to just, like, hang out with them once...
Catch up.
But I think they would think we were still best friends, and I didn't want them to think that because I didn't want that to happen again.
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of... fell in with the right group of people
after that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously middle school girls is always going to be some type of drama. Yeah. I mean, boys and sports, and there's always going to be something.
Yeah,
even though it's, no matter how tiny it is, something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, everyone's going to get over it, but it's still...
But these new groups of friends were very good at getting over it.
I didn't get in a, like, fight with anyone for at least a half a year after.
Yeah, the two of us have not gotten in a fight since we've become friends again.
Yeah, like, we just became, like, really good friends this summer.
And now look at us.
Yeah, we're making a podcast.
We're trying.
Yeah, so, we are honestly, we spent the whole 4th of July weekend together, and yeah. We made a pact to hang out every 2 weeks, but obviously it's more than two weeks apart.
She went camping.
Yeah, I went camping. Had a, yeah.
Heck of a time.
Yeah, super fun. But then her mom's like, long time no, like, no, I said long time no see. She's like, yeah, haven't seen you in like a week. Like, yeah, it's just, we literally always hang out like probably every week now, so
we just like know when to call it quits, and like, mm-hmm. you know, the two of us, we can be like, oh my gosh, let's go do this, and let's go do this, yeah. and let's have this many people over and do all of this kind of stuff, and then yeah. we can be like, you know, let's just go and sit down and watch a movie or something.
Yeah, like, we, on the 4th of July weekend, we were at a restaurant, and we're like, let's just watch Too Hot to Handle. And then I start to fall asleep, and she's like, we're just going to bed. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Like, she was literally falling asleep on the couch. Yeah. I was like, okay, let's go to sleep. Yeah,
and it's just, we, I feel like, since our old friend group, we know each other's boundaries. Like, that, I feel like it just brought us closer together, knowing and, each other.
And we before. Were so close with that mm-hmm. group. Like, we would, I mean, hang out. It was a group of, what, five people?
Five.
And obviously, the five of us couldn't always hang out. So there'd be three, and there'd be two. Fours. And that caused a lot of problems, obviously. But, like, the two of us would hang out a lot. And mm-hmm. so our families got really close. Yeah. So, like, I mean, it's nice that we're still very comfortable. Like, yeah. she literally walked into my house today and, like,
yeah.
It wasn't, like, you know how sometimes it's awkward with people? Yeah.
And, like, I think her mom likes me. Like, I yeah. mean, we no, talk. No,
my mom loves her.
Yeah, we were at a restaurant and me and her mom were literally just talking. Like, she was in the bathroom, and you know how sometimes, like, you're, it was literally her whole family and I was just talking to them. Like, that's yeah. how, like, easy it was. Like, it's just, yeah, it's just.
Yeah, cool. It's easy. Yeah, when you're friends with her so long, it's easy. I really honestly hope everyone has a friend like the two of us because, mm-hmm. you know, it's just comfortable. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about being put in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah, and my parents, like, love her. Like,
because one time,
she cleaned my house.
Okay, no. That makes me sound like I was trying to, like, look for attention. I wasn't. No. It was, we had a birthday party, mm-hmm. and I had to leave early for a volleyball tournament, and I just was up doing nothing. Mm-hmm. My mom was late, so I just looked at the kitchen, and I was like, oh my god, this is a mess. I feel so bad.
And she cleans it. Like, my parents, like, love you still for that. Like, I'm not even joking.
Yeah, I was her mom's favorite for a while.
Yeah, I think you probably still are, like,
probably. I mean, I'm everyone's favorite.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I feel like it's always those people that you have, like, close bonds with, even with their family. Like,
yeah.
It's just, it's good to have.
Well, and she has a sister, mm-hmm. and her sister is, like, she kind of, for a while, had a problem with some school friends, mm-hmm. and it really just hit really close to home for mm-hmm. me, and so it was...
She was there for my sister.
I love giving advice. I love being there for people. I love supporting everyone's decisions. And it was just very, I mean, like, I sat with her sister for a good 2 hours in the kitchen with her friend and just kind of talked about their problems. And it was great.
Yeah, they were in fifth grade going into sixth grade at that time. And we were going into eighth. And we literally just sat with them for, like, I think it was in the kitchen. Oh, kitchens always have the best talks, I swear to God.
Right, it's like the kitchen at like 2 a.m. just mm-hmm. talking about everything and nothing at the same time. Yeah,
and I think we gave her pretty good advice because she dropped her toxic friend.
Yeah, no, they were so bad.
It was, they fought every day. It was so bad. And now she has really good friends. She
was just at one of their houses.
Yeah. Yeah, friends. I mean.
Go team.
Yeah, so... We are ranting a lot, obviously. Like,
but that's the whole point
of this whole podcast.
And so, basically, by the time we post this, obviously, we're going to have some type of platform. We're going to probably mm-hmm. have some YouTube channel. We're going to have an Instagram. And we're going to try and make it consistent. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is fun. I'm having... Yeah. A little secret. This is the third time we've tried to do this because the other two times you could not hear her at all.
Oh, my God. No, because we could not figure... Oh my god, figure out this microphone.
But yeah, we'll have some type of area for you guys. We are learning and growing, and we hope that you guys will learn and grow with us. And yeah. We would love advice going into high school if there's any girls or guys that have any advice. We'd love to give advice, so if you have any questions, if you're a girl going into middle school or a guy going into middle school.
Like, that'd be cool. Like, and if you want us to, like, say stuff, oh my god, have like ideas for podcasts, or
please let us know,
because there, oh my god, chances that we will run out of things to talk about, but obviously
I don't know if there will be, but if like we'll ever run out of things to talk about, but
that'll be a very slim chance, guys.
I mean, we're interested in seeing where this goes. I mean, obviously out of the shoot we won't be like an Alex Cooper call her daddy type thing, yeah. But I mean, it'd be cool to see if we could get to a point where we're having like special guests and you guys will obviously probably within a couple weeks know who we are, like,
yeah, we're not that good at keeping our secret for long.
No, we suck at keeping secrets. That's probably why we were in such a toxic friend group.
Very oh my god, I was known as a big mouth. I promise I'm not that person anymore.
She's very different. We're both very different,
which I hope people know that now. But yeah,
so I guess that was the first episode of Talk Too Much.
Yeah, and I hope you guys want to listen to us more.
Yeah, I guess we'll talk to you soon. I hope you guys enjoyed. Let us know what you guys thought, what we could do different, what you guys... Yeah. Don't be mean, though. No one likes a meanie.
Yeah. I mean, if you think I'm really quiet, I swear to God, I talk quiet.
She's very loud a lot, though.
I am comfortable with you guys, but it is also like 4 o'clock in the morning right now.
Yeah.
It's actually 3:08 in the morning. I lied. But yeah. So
I guess we'll see you guys next time, or we'll talk to you guys next. I'm gonna have to get used to that.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys next time.
Okay.
So bye guys.
Bye.